The Kigali Public Library will be Rwanda's first ever public library. We decided to build a public library to counter the striking scarcity of books in Rwanda and the resulting lack of a culture of reading. For decades, Rwanda had suffered from isolationism, violence, and extremism, which finally culminated in April 1994 in a genocide in which approximately 1 million Rwandans were killed. Our group is comprised of businessmen, academics, diplomats, and other concerned citizens from Rwanda, the United States, and elsewhere in the world. And our primary goals in building the library are to make information ideas freely accessible to all Rwandans, to open children's minds, and to help build a common national identity.
How long has this been in the works?
The Rotary Club of Kigali Virunga, Rwanda, initiated the effort to build the Kigali Public Library in 2000. The American Friends of the Kigali Public Library joined the effort in 2001, and Marshall Scholars of the Kigali Public Library began its work in 2002. We broke ground on May 11, 2001, and have been working on constructing the library since. To date, we've raised approximately $1.4 million in contributions and pledges.
And how far is the library gone right now? Have you started the building? Have you broken ground yet?
Yes, we broke ground on May 11, 2001, and we've so far completed the frame of the library. Pictures can be viewed on our website at kigalilibrary.org. And as one could see from the website, most of the three-story building, the structure has been completed to date.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of your successes and setbacks you've had so far.
Sure. Our successes to date are mostly financial. We've raised, as I mentioned, about $1.4 million from a diverse source of donors. The donors include nonprofit organizations, including the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund. Our most generous donor to date is the government of Rwanda itself, but also other governments, including Canada and Switzerland, have been generous, as well as intergovernmental organizations, including the European Union. Penn International is another nonprofit, some private charities, including the Rutgers Family Charitable Foundation, and a lot of local businesses in Rwanda, including MTN Rwanda Cell and the National Bank of Rwanda. Electrogas and others, or the Rwanda Children's Fund, have also been very generous, as well as, I should mention, a lot of individuals have donated significant amounts of money, and we're very grateful to all in helping us along this effort. I'd also like to say that another success I see in this effort has been the joining forces of the Rwandan diaspora throughout the world, as well as other concerned individuals. They may have been individuals who have worked in Rwanda, who are working there still, or who are just concerned generally about Rwanda, whether it be because of the genocide or other problems or concerns that the country has faced.
You can tell us a little bit about, you know, the number of people you think will be coming to this library.
Well, the literacy rate of Rwanda is comparable to the literacy rate of a lot of developing countries. Some statistics hold that the literacy rate is approximately 60%, including around 70% for males, perhaps around that number for females as well. We also see that reading and literacy is sort of a chicken and egg issue. If there isn't as much to read, fewer people will be motivated to learn how to read. And so we hope that the construction of this first public library, which will be freely accessible to all Rwandans, will play a critical role in promoting literacy as well throughout the country, and then those resources will be available to those individuals.
Now, as an individual involved in this project, what do you see as your vision for, you know, the library in about 10 to 20 years?
I think that the library will play a critical role in the development of society in Rwanda. We think that the construction of the library will send a strong message to the Rwandan people and to the world that this troubled country is committed to opening a new chapter in its history, one marked by peace and progress. But more than anything else, it will give the gift of knowledge to the thousands of Rwandan children who will lead this great country down the path to liberty, democracy, and a bright future. I'm hopeful and confident in that in this process, Americans and the rest of the international community can help in this historic effort.
Now, I know Rwanda speaks three languages, Kinyarwanda, French, and English. Are you planning to collect books in all the three languages?
Yes, we hope to have resources available in each of those three languages. That'll depend, the proportion of each will depend on the donations that we receive, but of course we certainly would like resources available in each of the three languages spoken in the country.
And do you plan to build another library in other parts of the country, or is this idea going to stop at the moment in Kigali?
For the moment, we're focusing our efforts on this first public library in Kigali. We also hope to have, as part of this public library, a mobile library, a bookmobile. Of course, just because there will be a library in the capital of Kigali, it doesn't mean that people from the rural areas will be able to access it. So we hope to reach out to them through this bookmobile that's been successful in other parts of Africa and in the developing world. So the idea would be to bring a portion of the library's books and other holdings, periodicals, etc., out into the, they're called prefectures or parquets, throughout the country, throughout the provinces, to be able to provide the resources of the library to those who can't visit it themselves.
Now, how much of a reading culture do the Rwandese have?
Well, the Rwandese have an oral tradition as well as a reading tradition throughout their history. Both are very important and critical to the development of their society, and we hope through this library to engage in both. I should mention that the library will not only be focused on the tangible written holdings, but it will also have an internet cafe where individuals can access resources not available in print, as well as audiovisual materials. And we also hope that the library will become a center for culture in Rwanda by holding literary events as well as social events. I hope that individuals, your listeners, will visit our website at kigalilibrary.org. And I just want to encourage everyone who's listening that they too can play a role in this historic effort through either donating even a small portion can go a very long way for us, or in volunteering their time. There are numerous activities that we're engaged in, not only in terms of building the library, but we're always looking for librarians to volunteer to work at the library, as well as others to engage in our publicity and informational campaign and fundraising efforts to build the library and spread the word about what we view as a really historic movement in this country.
When do you hope to open it to the public, finally?
We're ready to open the library as soon as we raise the remainder of the funds. Whenever that happens depends on the generosity of our funders. And so I wouldn't want to name a date to that because I just could not. We will open it when we finish raising the money that we need.
How involved has been the government, the Rwandan government?
The government of Rwanda has been, as I mentioned a little bit earlier in your program, our most generous donor today. Also, the government has provided the land on which the library is being built. And we're grateful and indebted to the library's partnership, the government's partnership on this library. Of course, it's in the government's interest to have a free public library for its citizens, but we're really surprised and grateful about the level of their